Health officials and journalists watched as more than a million doses of expired AstraZeneca vaccine were crushed. The destroyed vaccines were part of a massive shipment of more than 2 million doses received in October, a donation from developed nations. By November, many of them had expired before being put into people's arms. The government was keen to show people that no expired vaccines would be given out in a bid to boost confidence in the vaccine program. The head of Nigeria's primary health care agency says they procured the vaccines under very difficult circumstances, adding that the step was taken to protect the public.
We accepted this vaccine in an environment where, despite the interest, despite concerted effort by the federal government to procure these vaccines were not available in the open market a few months ago because they had largely been mopped up by the wealthier nations. And we had no choice to accept these vaccines with short shelf lives because we are interested in protecting our citizens from COVID-19.
The government has made repeated efforts to get more people vaccinated, including restricting access for the unvaccinated to some public buildings and events. But so far, they've made limited progress. The government has set a target to vaccinate more than half the population by next year.
Less than 5% of the country's population of about 200 million have been fully vaccinated, according to health officials. Authorities have blamed the low turnout of eligible citizens to take the shots for the spread of the coronavirus.
At this vaccination center in the nation's capital, some residents are trying to encourage others to get their shots.
I think the best I can do also as a parent, it's not only to obey the COVID-19 basic rules, but also coming out to take the vaccine, because nations are trying the best that they can to combat the spread of COVID-19, and I've seen a lot of people lost their loved ones, so the best I can do is come out to take the vaccine.
We just got out of the polio epidemic and because of the vaccination that was taking place. So this time around, I employ people to come and take this. It is painless.
The country has witnessed a spike in COVID-19 cases in recent weeks, and health officials say they are prepared to handle the fourth wave.
We have the three products available now. We have the Pfizer, we have the Moderna, and we have AstraZeneca. All the vaccines are in surplus. We don't have any shortage of vaccines.
Nigeria has recorded more than 200,000 cases of COVID-19 and nearly 3,000 deaths since the outbreak of the pandemic last year. Fidelis Mba, Al Jazeera, Abuja.